USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. Full blocking sanctions will be put back into place against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises starting next Thursday. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accuse Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. And more than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have sued their employer over a requirement that the hospital staff all get vaccinated against COVID-19. The filing on behalf of the 117 employees alleges that the hospital is illegally requiring employees to get vaccinated with what it calls an experimental vaccine as a condition of employment. The hospital had given staff until June 7th to get the shot or risk suspension or termination, according to the suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.